chilling.
The shivering has started. It will last till May.
City Council meeting. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Next up, we'll approve the minutes from our September 15th regular City Council meeting.
Council meeting of September 15th.
Motion has been made to approve regular City Council meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. And we'll jump over Sheriff's report and get on to Public Works report. Harris?
Mostly the last few weeks we've been finishing up, getting some streets ready, finished tarp. We finally finished out, carrying out Hart Street by the BMC and got that graveled and we moved over to Hooper. I'm going to hit it again this week, but I forgot I had two guys going to school in Whitehall. They're going to be there for a couple days for their operator certification. Went through and got everything, not everything blown out yet, but everything's pretty well winterized, all the parks, and so the bathrooms are off completely now and winterized. All the drinking fountains and whatnot are done. Did have some glitches up at the water treatment plant earlier in the month. A lot of it had to do with some phase faults. We've been having a lot of problem with basically dirty power coming from Park Electric. And we've been fighting them for years, you know, claiming it. They claim our tolerances are set too tight, and we're claiming that they're way out of whack because we're getting line faults all the time. And it seems to happen on weekends in the middle of the night all the time. But they finally admitted that they're going to put some phase regulators on that line, and they're reconstructing part of it too. So they didn't really admit there was a problem, but that to me says there probably was a problem. So hopefully a lot of that and those faults go away. We did have to change out one of the air scour blowers at the plant. They claim you're supposed to put bearings in them every 15,000 hours, and this one was right around that. But I couldn't find the bearings exactly for it, so I just ordered a new unit. So we'll put bearings in the one we pulled out, so we'll have a spare. That's about it. Streets and water plant.
The usual.
comments? Jeff, Leonard, any?
Chris, I was just wondering, how's the patching going on around town?
I think it's going pretty good. We've gone through quite a bit of material through the machine. It seems to be working very well. I know, I'm sure there's a few potholes here or there they've missed, but I think they've got a majority of it. The county's going to be using it the next 2 days to finish off our Melville Road.
That's a good piece of equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going well.
Public, any questions for Public Works Director? Yes.
Describe again the problems with the other person that's involved. As it's too high, it's too low. I didn't understand that. It happens at night.
Well, it happens during the day, but it always seems to happen during the night. It's the power companies are allowed a certain amount of above and below, you know, each phase on that, and I think they're swinging too far either way, at least on one phase, on that three phase stuff. So
we're
basically getting dirty power.
Okay.
And it really bears its head in the summertime. Because I know they put a couple of pivots on that line as well, that three phase, and I think they're back feeding a little bit. Those three phase pivot motors are really bad for feeding back and causing some indiscrepancies on
the line.
So.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Anybody else? All right. Next, City Hall options discussion. Some of you may be aware we're working on City Hall. And at this point, we're still waiting for an engineer to, last time council decided they want a second opinion and to get an engineer to come and look in that. And I guess, Leonard, we're still waiting for him, correct?
Yeah, I had asked for the plans like a week or so ago, trying to track them down, and I dropped the ball and forgot to follow up with it. Did get the plans today, and I did send them off to him. He wanted just to look at what the other engineer did, and then before he comes out. So he now has them, so he can now schedule a time to come out, actually do a walkthrough in the building, which is what he's going to do.
Okay. Thank you, Leonard. And did you happen to mention if he would have a chance to look at the Norm building?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I can mention that to the
okay.
next time I talk to him, though.
Okay. Thank you, Leonard.
Yep.
And for those who aren't up on this, there's kind of three options we have for City Hall.
There's four.
Four. Mm-hmm. What's the fourth one?
Taxidermy.
Oh.
It's not on here, but I think it's still an option.
Okay, so there are four options. One is, and any option would be including the demolition of existing City Hall, pending what this engineer says, if or any of that can be saved. The next would be stick built, which we have some rough prices on this, on the existing lots. And looking for a stick belt, we're looking at about $1.75 million for that. The other would be, not stick belt, but modular. Again, on the existing lot, and that was roughly $1 million. And these are not including utilities and things of that nature to it, even though it depends if we move it forward towards McLeod or not. That's all to be determined. Mark Norum, his building on 2nd and Hooper, he approached the city and said that would be available if we were interested, and that's $1.125 million. And the taxidermy building,
which is listed for $595.
Is it at $595 now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. $595, and I think $200,000 would get it in amazing condition. And it has an extra lot that could be sold down the future.
So those are kind of the options at present. I wish we'd have that report from the other engineer, and that'll give us a good idea. So with that, I mean, we're kind of in a waiting position right now, and kind of see, again, when the engineer can get here and give his evaluation. We'd probably have to have somebody come and look at the taxidermy building as well, do an evaluation on that, structural as well as on the door building. But I'm personally leaning towards Norm's building. It's a great location. It's room to expand. It's got room for the senior pantry, and it would have room for a meeting room in the back part there. And with that option, we could use that $140,000 grant that we had to help with the renovation of City Hall, where the other options, that would not be available to use that grant money.
What was the price for the taxidermy?
It's listed at $595,000, and then it has an adjoining empty lot that could be sold in the future.
Now that $595,000, is that the lot?
That includes
as well?
A lot, yes.
Okay.
So can I ask what the square footages on each of those properties are?
You can. Do we have that?
The new build was 5,800 square feet, I think.
Yeah, something close
right?
to that.
Close to that.
Mm-hmm. Mark Norm's is like 7,500 square feet.
And the other ones, the modular would be 42 by 64. Whatever that would be. And that, again, that. Obviously, modular we can add and subtract to that. But we would need something for median as well. And then
the
taxidermy.
I think that's close to 5,000 square feet as well. I'm not positive. It's got the garage.
Can we just ask questions? I don't want to be out of order here.
Yeah, we'll get. Yeah.
I was curious if you guys have done. Clearly, dollars per square foot, the taxidermy building is pretty attractive. Has anybody done a walkthrough?
Yes.
We've all looked at it, yes.
And so I'm late to the game. I've been out of the community. So there is no sell the existing lot, sell the building for what we can get out of it without doing the demolition, sell it as is.
Are you talking about this current
I'm
City
talking
Hall
about
location?
The current building, and then just put that money down, whatever you can get for it. Or even the next option, which is my personal favorite, is to move the folks into an appropriate spot. I guess they already are in one. And we've got a new administration coming in, a new councilman, that would give them time to do a bunch of community input, figure out what they need for square footage and not move quickly on this. So, and then to maybe build the cash in 2 to 3 years and then fund it out of cash.
All right, thank you for the comment. And that's one of the issues that some of the council are against. We're actually renting right now. So that would mean we'd have to rent for 2 to 3 years.
So on that, has anybody explored the extended care facility that the county owns? Because that's now empty. And it's got a front office, it's got a waiting room, it's got handicap parking. I don't know. I know you guys have a meeting with the county commissioners tomorrow.
Yes.
Might be able to do that, and that's got everything in place. I walked by there the other day. It's cleared out. There's nobody in there, and I haven't heard if there are any plans. And there's two spaces open on Main Street, one by Opportunity Bank, and then one in the old Rue building. So I think you could probably negotiate a pretty good lease.
That's something we can talk to the commissioners about tomorrow at our meeting. Council, any other things, and we'll get to some more public comment.
So have we determined that the dugout is not an option as temporary office space?
I think so.
I think the consensus, we haven't had a vote, but I think the consensus is it's just
it's
not
too important
work.
To the community to have that space available for them to rent it.
And it would take a lot of
work. Renting space for $1,300 a month is not
right
financially wise, I don't think.
I'm open to looking at, see if we can find another place, but I really think the dugout is an important community asset, and it gets used quite a bit. So.
Especially if, as AJ suggests, we wait 2 to 3 years, that would be... something that...
My suggestion wasn't specifically, I just thought time enough to build funds, to just do this project cash out of pocket.
Well, we would be able to do that anyway, on several of the options. We do have the funds available.
What building did you recommend? I'm sorry.
I was just getting options. I like that dugout idea. The Boulder Metals building that they moved all of the tenants out of, that has a front office that's already set up. I'm sure it's wired. It's got handicapped parking. It's got a huge amount of parking in front. Again, I've not heard that the county has. And the county owns it. So I would like to think that they would be cooperative, at least in the short run, to that, and be a good discussion to have.
Yeah, we could talk to them about that tomorrow. I think no matter what, we have to make some decisions moving forward. Len, Jeff, any thoughts or comments?
Well, I think obviously we need to get that report back.
Hang on, Jeff. We'll let Leonard go first. Jeff, just what?
Is there any income coming in on that for rent? We'll control that. If we were to purchase that, we would control how many of the office spaces we'd rent out, but there will be income from that for at least a couple of years at this point. So that's not really written in here, taking into account to offset
correct
possible loans that may have to be taken out.
And that would be the Norm building for those who didn't get that. Mark wanted at least two office spaces for a while. The Community Foundation is there, and there are also two accountants in the back part, and that brings in about $3,000 a month just in those, and that would still leave plenty of room for the city. Yeah, Dick.
The stick building that you put for $127,500, what size would that be?
That was
square feet.
I think it's
58.
About 5,800,
5,800.
Are you talking about the taxidermy building?
No, this is the new build.
The new build.
On the existing site.
Okay.
So we missed Leonard's comment.
Pardon?
We missed Leonard's comment.
Oh, Leonard, yeah, can you repeat your comment?
Yeah, no, I just wondered if you're talking about the taxidermy building. I went through the taxidermy building. I think it's too small to do what we want to do. Definitely would have to add on to that building, which is going to incur additional costs and there's just some other issues with it that I think is doesn't lend to really being the best option. It's definitely an option. My opinion is what as a city looking forward, looking into the future, what would be the best thing? And to me, the stick frame is probably, in my view, the best way to go, just because of the focus of bringing City Hall into the downtown area, with the thought in mind of developing the overall continuity of design in the downtown area. I think it has value to it as far as bringing in tourists and things of that nature when they come into a town. It's just we kind of setting a precedence of what buildings should be looking like. And I think, I don't know, to me it just makes more sense as far as a forward-looking into the future versus taking a step back on something else. And that's just a thought, but again, we don't have the engineer's thought on the existing building as far as doing repair work on that. So that's just another option still on that lot that we already own.
Right. Right. Thank you, Lenny. Yeah, and this is, again, just looking at some of the options. If something else crops up suddenly, I mean, we are open to anything. I do think time isn't of the essence necessarily, but paying rent and for the continuity of the city, getting something that would suit present needs and down the road, if we do expand, if we do get an office for the city attorney, or we would like to look at something that would have that possibility, if nothing else. So again, right now we're kind of at a waiting game, waiting for this engineer to come. I know the council wanted any building we did look at to be inspected to make sure we don't run into the same type of problem we have at City Hall, unreinforced concrete, and it's not structurally sound. Yes?
Mr. Mayor, I was just wondering, under the option of the Norm building you have that the grant money could conceivably be used, how is that?
Hope, talk to the state.
Okay.
And because it is a renovation.
Even though it's not our existing building?
Correct. Well, once we bought it, we can use that money to finish off the meeting room.
Okay.
So the other options, that goes away. And it's $146,000 or something like that, $140,000, a grant that we applied for.
Right, I don't know.
So would the taxidermy building also qualify, since it would be a renovation?
Yes.
And with the extra lot, you could do this in phases. If it wasn't enough square footage, you could always plan to pick the lot up and then add something later as time and money became available. And it's a great location.
Well, it's a great location for a visitor center. I don't know if it's a great location for a city hall. It's on outskirts of town. I think the thing that's attractive to people is the price. $600,000, but we would have to make it ADA compliant, and that's kind of what started this whole thing. The whole ball of wax, so to speak, was making the current City Hall ADA compliant.
So what would you have to do to make it ADA compliant?
It's everything.
Ground floor.
Huh?
It's ground floor.
Correct.
It just needs a bathroom, and maybe...
So it just need to widen the doorways and adequate space on that. So you're really not talking... No elevator, no.
Well, we would have to get somebody in to look again.
Sure.
We don't want to get in the same situation we have currently, where we do something and all of a sudden, oh, now you have to do this. And if you do a certain percentage, then the whole structure has to be built up to current codes. Is one of the things we've run into at City Hall as well. You know, saving part of it, even that would require us to bring it up to current code, which shear walls, ADA, all that stuff. So moving forward, I think we need to really look and see, make sure we get what we need out of the box instead of just doing something and then, well, we can add on or and that's where the engineer has to. We have to have somebody come in and actually inspect these two properties and give us an indication of how much and what can be saved and what
Do you think it's important for the community to have a city hall downtown? Do you think that's actually a concern?
Yes. The gals are going to the banks constantly. We have a lot of older people who walk to City Hall to pay their bills and that kind of thing. I think personally that City Hall should be downtown. The council may decide that's not the case, but I mean...
Well, a Dropbox, a bill box could just be put at the library.
Yeah, well that's just, again, this is why we're discussing this and seeing, again, I know Hope didn't like that. It smells in there like taxidermy. And as Leonard pointed out, I think we'd have to on quite a bit to make it big enough for the meeting, the different things we have. But again, that's why we're discussing this, because we don't know what is going to happen at this point. Yes?
Somebody with a better calculator than me, for the stick building, 127,500, 5,800 square feet. What's that equal per square foot? Somebody got a better calculator?
You're saying the new build? The
stick
build?
Yeah,
the stick building, 127,500.
Where do you see that?
That's what you...
It's 1,750,000.
Whoa, wait a minute. 1 million.
It's about $301 per square foot.
300. Yeah.
And the modular breakdown was about 310 per square foot. So commercial, according to the figures we've gotten, is between 3 and 350 per square foot presently for commercial.
Okay. That's better. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. So, yeah, so I think at this point it's just wait and see what the engineers say. Maybe get some of these buildings looked at. We can definitely talk to the county tomorrow, see what they're planning with that. If we could get some kind of deal that would work, that'd be great. So,
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask Jeff a question. Jeff, you had an engineer lined up also, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And then when I found out that we had approved money for a lens engineer, then I responded back to my engineer telling him that he'd gotten his information in too late for us to consider it. But I did have an engineer from Billings. We've used their company and other things in the past, according to him. So
we're moving forward with lens engineer?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not aware.
My understanding it was approved at the last meeting, so that's why I dropped. I didn't push my engineer any further.
Yeah, Len said he could get him, and he had a lot of experience working with older buildings, so it was decided to move forward with Leonard's. But, I mean, hopefully, Len, this guy didn't give you a timeline, did he?
No, it was, he wanted to see the plans.
Oh, okay.
and then get back to me on it, and I didn't get the plans to him. I requested the plans, but all we had was the architectural side, and today that we got everything, and so I did send it to him, but of course it was just today, and I had forgotten about it because I was out of town and busy with other stuff. And so,
okay.
Anyway, so we do have it. He does now have it, and so I can follow up with him tomorrow at some point just to make sure he's on it and can get back to us as quick as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Leonard. And of course, we'll have a regular city council meeting in 2 weeks instead of three, so that'll go a little quicker. So.
Okay.
Maybe, yes?
So is there a solid list of your needs, what the city hall needs for currently for their employees? Like, we need this office for this person, this, and we're anticipating a lawyer's office or whatever. Do you have a solid list like that? And then you would maybe also, you're meeting with the engineer for the soundness of a building, but then is there an investment to take that list of needs for whatever building you purchase that is purchased and have an architect give another estimate to also weigh that benefit cost of the remodel?
as far as the existing city hall, or
if you go with the remodel?
Oh, I mean, ultimately, it's we do have a list. We need office space for Hope and Monica. We need a meeting room. We need ADA compliant bathrooms. We need space for our animal control office, and the senior pantry is on our wish list. So there are things. Again, down the road, like we've talked about, if we need to expand, if we need to get a full-time city attorney or something like that, it'd be nice to have that space available or room to add on to that. Again, that's if. But right now, the current city hall, well, even as it was, didn't really suit all our needs. But yeah, the bare minimum is.
There's no design for any building yet. There's no design.
Well, there's a design for that current building, and you could look at those plans if you want to see what the actual needs are, because that current building remodel design covered every base that we needed covered.
Yeah, and that's available at City Hall. Anybody wants to see that, we have that plan of what the architect had drawn up for the remodel. But yeah, I think moving forward, it's in the city's interest to whatever we do is to make sure that we do have it inspected, looked at, that it suits our needs and also our needs going forward. So, yes.
Now you keep mentioning room for meetings on the new building, that whatever, even Martin Orms. I find nothing wrong with this meeting down here all the time. There's plenty of room.
There is plenty of room.
And there's, you know, the other expense of making a bigger portion of that new building, whatever it is, just for meetings. I think there's a quite substantial savings. We can meet here. We always have for the last how many?
Yeah, the last 3-4 years anyway, 4 or 5 years.
And I find that it's, you know, nothing wrong with that.
It is, but sometimes there are conflicting, you know, sometimes sure. We can't meet here. I know Hope would like to have, sometimes she needs information that's available at City Hall. People ask at meetings. I think under one roof, and the Norm building has room for it. There just has to be built a wall and cladded. And it's already got space. It wouldn't be any additional building. It would just be, again, everything's on the table. That's why we're discussing this.
Is the Norm building ADA compliant?
The what?
Is the Norm building ADA compliant?
It is.
It was an old building. It was a feed store at that point. So it's.
But it's an amazing structure. Jeff can attest to that. It's all steel, and it's a pretty solid, unique building, and it is ADA compliant. Yes, has 2 ADA compliant bathrooms.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
One of the things I'd like to mention as well, it was sort of just in the back of our minds as we entered into this whole discussion earlier on, is the additional option for overflow of court duties as the courts has a schedule around the district court. And if we had additional space, they'd be able to move forward with court cases on any day that they might need them, rather than having to constantly change scheduling to accommodate the local court versus the district.
Yeah. Yeah, that was incorporated in the design in the new city hall that the architect had drawn up, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, yeah. Anybody else? Any other? Yes.
I just have one last comment. I want everyone to go slow and methodical. I get the feeling like maybe we have a few people that want to do this quickly. I think there's going to be a change in administration. There's going to be an election, and it's 2 months away. We know we're potentially going to have one or two new members. I would like to hope that as a courtesy to those folks coming in that they're not saddled maybe with decisions that they would make differently. So I hope that final decisions would be made by the new administration, that's, and they're going to be there for 4 years, so they'll see this project through, and they have some different thoughts. And I think that's just for continuity and just courtesy for change. I you guys, again, I'm late to the to this topic, but I'd like to see it really slow, methodical, and I'd like to see, since we're so darn close to a change, to me it makes sense to at least postpone the final decision until after the new administration gets seated.
Okay. Any further comments?
One other thought I had about the county annex building that they're in, and they've had talks about doing some remodeling, or I don't know if they had expansion in mind, but maybe there's a joint effort that could be done. It's a large piece of land right there that they have, a lot of room. But that'd be something
We have a meeting with them tomorrow, so we can bring that up and see what their thoughts or plans
and then
for that.
We could have a shared meeting room there.
Yeah, like I say, everything's on the table.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. We're just waiting for that engineer to get back and move forward.
And where is the senior pantry right now? Where?
They're renting out of Coulter Todd, the old city hall.
Oh, they're over there too?
Not city hall, the city club.
Then the restaurant part of the city.
The back part of that, temporarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So could somebody, I don't know the history of the senior pantry. I know we have a food bank from the county, and the senior pantry is different. That's always kind of been confusing.
Yeah, the senior pantry's been there, how many years now? It's just once a month, they think
right.
about the commodities. And the city's always supplied them that.
And they've been there 17.
I was just asking about the history. It's unusual. I've lived in other communities. And
right.
Usually just one community food bank, and having two, I just think it's unusual. I was just wondering if anybody could knew the history.
They moved in 2009, right when we moved out of there, our shop.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just maybe their source of funding is different than the food bank.
It is.
It is. It's the commodities.
State and Council on Aging.
Okay.
And then so the state
yeah.
funds it, and they provide the food, and the food can't be, it's not supposed to be commingled with
the
food
bank.
There's
okay.
a different accounting for it all, but.
And it's a great asset to the community, and we definitely want to
I would agree.
Continue with that. Yeah. So that's one of the considerations we are looking at. Again, I hate to keep talking about the Norm building, but it has a place for the senior pantry from day one, as well as for the animal control officer.
The Norm building's negative is parking.
Well, it's got as much as here.
No, not with what's adjacent here. If you go there during the day and you have all those offices filled, it's tough parking. And then you've got the title company across the street, and you've got Citizens Bank filling up that lot. There isn't.
Well, that's their lot.
Right.
That's
their lot.
The point
being is people will come and park there.
Well, the Norm building has 12 dedicated spots that belong to the building that he has gotten through the city.
Right, and you're renting out two per office, two cars per office, at least.
Well, yes. If you drive by during the day, there'll be Mark's car and Tina's, and maybe another car on that side thing. So,
I used to own a building adjacent to that, and parking was always an issue.
Okay. All right. Anybody? Yes.
I just have a question. How much are you short with the taxidermy in terms of space? The reason I ask is there's a garage. You don't need a garage for City Hall. So technically you could convert that to indoor space.
Right. It's not a very big garage, but and we do have a city car.
Yeah,
that we typically like to park in.
Got it.
But yeah, it's right next to your building. It does have that little garage in the back, and then there's a cold room, a storage room there, and then the old taxidermy part with one office up front. So it would need to be added on or changed considerably, I feel. But again, we would have to get a professional opinion on that.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you would definitely have to add on going to the west off of the two front main rooms. That wall in between those two rooms would have to be opened up because you need the space of both of those areas. There would be a structural column that would end up being left there, and then you would have to add on going out to the west to get something the size of the current library space that you're sitting in right now. And the garage, the way it's positioned, wouldn't be helpful as far as the meeting room would be concerned. Besides trying to get the smell out of it, that's a whole other issue, but it just really isn't located in a spot that would be advantageous to use as part of the meeting room.
Okay. Thank you, Leonard.
I will say that I've talked to a restoration company. They said the smell issue could be taken care of.
Okay. Any other public comment? Again, we're just exploring all possibilities. Anything comes along, we're willing to look at. We'll try to move forward as judiciously as possible. All right. Annexation of the fort into the city. Discussion. This was started in 2009. I don't know if people know that, but the fort is in the county. So it was started, and then it's laying dormant until fairly recently, and we would still like to annex them. And I will go as far to say as we have to, because they are hooked up to city water and city sewer. So by policy, they have to be incorporated in.
The main part.
Sewer's the main part. So
so they are hooked up to the city sewer now?
Yes.
Okay. This said that they were just water.
No.
Okay. And they have been. And I've talked to Jeff Towler. He still wants to move forward with it. I know Jim has looked into some different things. So it's just a matter of, well, Jim, what we just have to update the dates and a few things and move forward with that.
Yeah, and you know, I guess from a legal perspective, I'd want Jeff and Laura, well, actually, it's not Jeff and Laura anymore. I think they've incorporated, and the property's owned by their corporation. But I would want them to, in writing, say that this is what they want to do, that to move forward. Obviously, this is pretty stale. I'm not sure why the ball got dropped. But yeah, and probably get the planning office involved. They had put together a plan for the annexation, and we need to have that updated as well.
Right.
Mr. Mayor, I got a call from Paige this afternoon.
Yeah.
From the planning office, and Mark Josephson is working on updating that, and if we decide that we want to move forward, then I'm sure they'll get in touch with you on what they need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's something that should have been done a long time ago. So it's just a matter of getting updated and getting all the new information and moving forward and the council approving the annexation.
Yeah,
Mayor, this is Jeff. Can I ask a question?
Sure, Jeff.
You go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. So when I read the minutes, it had said that they had approved the annexation of parcel A, COS 99928. I didn't see anything that they had approved parcel B or parcel C. I know that was part of the plan that that would come later, but was there actually an approval for parcel A, B, and C?
No. And that's one of the reasons Jeff Kyle approached me. Said, we talked about that some years ago, and we would like to incorporate all of it into the city. So that's part of the process of the page and the city-county planning and them getting all that updated so that we can do it all with the right-of-ways, and because that street does continue through there. The city would, right, where those streets runs through, we would have to retain a right-of-way.
It's
somewhere
in their plan.
Yeah, we've got to be
in their plan, yeah. So, yes, it was just A that they did vote on, Jeff. That is correct.
They had a subdivision plan that was done years and years ago.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Jeff?
Yes, I heard that. Thank you.
Okay.
So, I guess tonight we just need to decide, I guess, to move forward with that, and it's nothing to vote on, but it's just something that's we've talked about and Jeff approached the city about, and I think we need to just move forward and get this updated and annexed in.
So could I ask a question?
Yes.
Is there going to be any infrastructure cost to the city by doing this, or is this just a legal designation?
Yeah, all the infrastructure's already in.
All right, so there's not going to be any streets, there's not going to be sewer extensions, there's not going to be any of that.
It's just annexing them into the city. Yes, Dick?
So the existing fort, is that, I mean, it's not annexed in yet?
No.
Wow.
I know. This weird little piece right there that, for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would like to address that. Council, any other concerns? So we just move ahead with that, with the city-county planning and Jim? And
yeah, it seems to me, other than logistics, it's a no-brainer.
Justin?
Well, just looking through the original plan here, and then looking over the situation now, I'm wondering about a fire hydrant. Closer on the fort side of the highway, Big Timber Loop.
That is in the plans when they extend the mains. The water mains just stubbed across right now. They haven't done anything with water yet. I guess we could force them or make them do that first phase of their project, their water project, in order to get annexed.
I think it should be a consideration because the closest ones on that side of Big Timber Loop Road is at 5th and Walnut and 6th and Walnut.
Yeah, there's one at Centennial.
Yeah, but across the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But
because all their water right now for the fort is actually comes from the intersection of that is Walnut and 6th. It comes a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done anything with extending the water line yet, but they did have plans for it. I did see those at one point to extend the mains up in preparation for the subdivision to the east.
Mm-hmm. And as far as extending East 6th Avenue through there now, there's a building that's in the way now through to their parking lot.
Yeah, I think I don't think there's any new buildings there. They were gonna turn them.
That building out back, that is, that'd be across the alley from where the electric chargers are.
Oh. No, 6th can still be extended out without running into that.
Well, you need to look
turn.
At it.
It would turn through there, I think. Because I think when that building, that shop building was there when they did their the plans.
The plan.
Yeah, I have looked.
You look at it.
I have looked at it in years, but a long time ago.
So in principle, we agreed we should move forward with this. Any more public comment?
I just question the need for that 6th Avenue extension through there. I'm just not clear in my mind why and what good that does and right into a residential neighborhood. I'm not sure why that's needed.
Well, we I think we have that right of way. If we at this point we don't have to extend that.
Right of way been granted already, or?
Well, he's reviewing. In 2010, they were reviewing that, but I'm pretty sure, Chris, that we do have that right of way.
The annexation plan wouldn't define exactly where right of way would go, or.
I see what you're talking about now, Justin.
That little dodge, that little crook in the road. Just as long as there was a possibility to extend that in the future. The concern right now is that they're using city services and have been for a while. And again, by policy, if they are on that, then they have to be annexed. So it's more just this legally making sure it's annexed. And of course, going forward, all the right-of-ways and easements would have to be adjusted and moved up. But that doesn't mean they're going to put something through on 6th Street there. Possibilities there. But I doubt at this point that they would do that. But
so is this annexation just for track A and B that right now and not C, or is it
we
all?
We want to do all of them.
All of them.
Since we're doing it. I think. Jim, wouldn't that be the best thing to do?
Oh, I think it would.
I think, and that's what Jeff suggested too, so that it's done. So.
So this was done in 2010, and the fort was this big, and now it's this big. So maybe it just needs to be resurveyed, because now there's like gas stations over there where 6th would hit it.
Well, I think there's a plan that's a little bit newer than this.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Here, I'll have to look tomorrow.
So,
there's
the
gas station.
Come out at Sentinel Drive. Is that where the intersection would be, Chris? Do you know?
I don't remember. I'd have to look.
Oh.
Justin, I'll have to pull
I don't
that.
Think it would.
I'll have to pull that plan tomorrow and look, just to be sure.
And then would you get alleyway in the, on the backside to, of that
there,
property?
There was easement and
was
stuff
that
through there, but I just don't remember what it was, so we'll have to look and make sure it everything jives with what their master plan did, and they may have changed from that too, since they were never really held to it, so.
And that would be part of that process of updating everything and making sure everything.
So are these going to all be commercial, or are they going to be residential, or are they mixed?
He had a mix of commercial and residential in there. When he had a subdivision plan.
And that's already been looked at? So
years ago,
or is it has it changed since the original?
I think some things have changed over there. I don't think it all the way went through.
Any other questions, comments? All right. Next up, city public funds account discussion. And I will let Hope take care of this. We have a copy there.
It's this sheet. We were talking about the highlighted account. We opened the insured cash sweep account about 2 years ago. It was at 5%, and it was liquid money available that we could just have on hand if needed. Over the past couple of years, it has slowly dropped, and it's down to 3% now, which is much less than, almost less than all of our CDs. So the mayor felt we should bring it to the council's attention and see if we wanted to make some changes. And if so, then I can go to the banks. And, I mean, we can leave it. If not, I can go to the banks and see what they propose to do and bring that back to the next meeting. But wanted to make you aware of what had happened with that account.
If they could match that or go four to quarter or something like that instead of the 3%.
It is nice to have some money that's available, you know, just in case we have an emergency and we can access it. But I don't know that we need that much, and so maybe we want to look at putting some back into CDs that have a better interest rate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that's why I brought it to the meeting tonight.
Do you think half of that, if you had that liquid, half that amount liquid and half of it you could put into a CD?
Yeah.
You get a better rate.
I know before when we had our money market account, before we had this, we only had $1 million in it.
Yeah.
That was available. So that would just be your decision. I know that when we were doing the financial policy, it was mentioned about balancing out the amounts. So maybe we want to transfer some over to Citizens Bank. I don't know. But I just wanted to make you aware, see if it's something the council wants to do, and then I can come back with rates and options at the next meeting if you'd like.
What could be done too is stagger the maturity on those, the date maturity on those CDs, so that, you know, they're not all renewing at the same time.
Right.
When you guys go out, do you go out competitively to the banks and ask them, we're looking for a CD, what's the best rate? So do you go out to
every
all
time.
The financial institutions,
yep.
So they all have an opportunity?
Every
to
time.
Yep.
And you see a lot of them are staggered.
A lot of times if a bank comes back with a higher rate, so let's say we have a CD at Sky and I ask Citizens and Citizens has a higher rate, I'll go back to Sky and say, hey, they're going to offer a higher rate, and then they'll match it so we don't move the money. A lot of times that's what will happen. But yes, I'll go out to all the banks every time.
So the banks don't complain about the amounts at each facility? It seems like Citizens has very little and opportunity.
I don't know that the banks know what each, how much the city has in each other's banks, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Hey, Hope.
Yes.
I just got a question for you. Just wondering, so this money is just money outside, above, and beyond what our budget money is? Is
this,
that correct, or is it?
No, the budget is, this is all that the money that the city has. This is all the city's cash.
Okay.
The budget
okay.
is what we budgeted to spend this year. That's part of this money.
Okay, I just brought it up because I just need some clarification on that, and I was just wondering,
sure.
like, what are we being charged as far as interest rate on the mass loans that we got, like, on the water treatment center? Is there any value to making a big payment? I think Justin had that idea a couple of years ago or something. We made a payment on that loan to try to, or one of those loans to try to reduce that. I don't know if there's if that's any advantage for us or not.
Yeah, we paid off the Water Phase 1 loan this past year, and I think, do you remember, Carrie, you had figured out how much interest we were going to save?
$70,000,
I think. Yeah, we saved about $70,000 by paying that off last year.
So if we do something like that, does that make up the difference of what we, you know, what interest we'd be gaining on this side? You know, maybe it's worth making another payment like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We did not budget that this year, unless we don't, well, we did if we don't use any of our unforeseen costs. We talked about making an additional payment to our loans at the end of the year.
Well, I think we should say, okay, go to each one of the banks in town, including American, even though they haven't really shown any interest, but invite them to tell us what they do for $1.5 or $2 million.
And I will point out, Hope is very proactive about that. You know, if one comes up and there's something, she will approach all the different financial institutions and ask. And she's really on top of trying to get us the best rate that we can. So that's, we can see what we can get as far as a better rate, and then discuss how we want to move it or where we want to move it. Council?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any public comment? All right. Ad for bids to survey property for second water tank. Mr. Lippert.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, so at our last meeting, I asked Crystal, our engineer, when we needed to have title to the property for that second tank, and I don't remember exactly she said as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Obviously, we need to have title to it before we do any work on there, place anything on there. And so in order to get that surveyed, we need to publish an invitation for a bid for that work under our procurement policy. So that's what I drafted. The time frame is pretty short, but for the surveyor, but it's pretty short for us as well. So basically would give the surveyor a month to complete the work, and that would give us time to change title to the property and so forth. So that's what I've done here.
And how long is the notice, the invitation for bids for the survey?
I have this notice going out this week, and it would be published once. So the notice would go out. The bids need to be received by the 28th of October. And there'd have to be, the surveyor would have to certify that the work would be completed by the end of November.
Mr. Mayor, will this just go out in the Pioneer?
Yes.
I think we should put it in the Gazette and the Chronicle.
Oh, we certainly could.
What is that paper that most of the Billings Times, I think.
Never done that one. Billings Times?
Yeah, that's where a lot of people put their solicitations for bids, contractors and everything. I'll figure out the exact name of it, but it's over in Billings. We've advertised there before.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah.
And do the Pioneer or just Billings?
The Pioneer, you have to do something locally, but I put it out in that. I think it's the Billings Times.
Okay, you can get that to her, and then we can get that out.
Yeah.
That gives them 3 weeks to respond, so.
Yeah.
And yes, Dick?
What was that other paper that...
Billings Times?
Billings Times?
Yeah.
When you say you put it out, other than the Pioneer, it goes to, what was the name?
Billings.
Billings?
Yeah.
To where most of the contractors look at. All right.
Any other public comment? Okay. Council? as an action item.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the ad for bids to survey property for second water tank.
The motion has been made as stated.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right. We'll get that out ASAP. All right. Next up, credit cards for public works operators and new library director. Chris, you're up again.
I guess the library director needs a credit card.
I can do that.
It's got your name there.
Yeah, I know. Care of it, man. And then cards for the two new guys.
And then the new library director needs her card. So.
Yes, because the other one's in Jack's name.
Is there spending limits on these?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Half the time they don't work.
Hope monitors those very closely.
Yeah, there's a...
especially the public works director.
There's a very... we've got a good policy set up with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight. Just handy.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
I'd like to make a motion that we just approve the credit cards for the public work operator and the new library director.
Motion has been made and has stated.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, we'll get those credit cards out. Now, last time we discussed the cardboard rates. The businesses now will have to pay if they have a container to have their cardboard hauled. We are charged a certain rate, so tonight we have to figure out what rate we need to charge for those. Public can still drop it off at the transfer site for free. There's been a lot of misunderstanding on this. But first, we have to untable it.
I make a motion to untable the cardboard recycling rates.
Motion is made to untable the cardboard recycling rates.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, it is untabled. So, any ideas? I know Carrie put you on the spot, but you're the one who's done a lot of recycling and rates. So, it's just to figure out what we need to charge.
I mean, so Ryan said the hauling rates were included in this.
Everything was included.
Correct.
I don't know. What if we send, like, for every yard container, like per yard, we charge $5. So a 2 yard would be $10 over Republic's rate.
And so on.
And so on. I don't know.
So at 6 yards, that'd be 300.
I think that sounds reasonable.
I don't see it getting any cheaper, unfortunately, getting rid of cardboard. Justin, looks like you're thinking.
Well, I'm wondering what our administrative costs are as far as billing might be.
Do you have any idea, Hope, or...
I think you could pay a lot of Monica's salary out of the solid waste fund. And currently, we pay 25% of her salary and my salary out of the solid waste fund.
Because of the time she spends with solid waste.
Yes. Right?
Are you referring to then the additional $5 per yard that was just brought up?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So you said $5 per yard or 10?
Oh, I don't care, 5.
Oh, okay.
I mean, 5, yeah, I think 5. I mean, I don't think it's fair to punish business owners because Republic sucks. They can't do their own billings.
So $5 per yard on top of that to cover our So on a 6-yard, that would be $30 more, right? So it'd be $290.
Well, and I don't think the city needs to subsidize
cardboard.
The cardboard recycling or
right.
disposal either.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But
so do you want to go to 10 per yard, Justin?
I don't know. Is there going to be a day when cardboard is worth something for recycling?
Used to be.
Yeah.
But nobody, it's flooded. I mean, in Amazon, we all know you order a pen like this and you get a box like this, and it's just, that's the reason. It's just flooded and nobody can use it or wants it. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I have a question. If we did $10 per yard, how does that compare to just the straight charge on actual trash?
Yeah.
So, if, in other words, if you do a 2-yard, what would a 2-yard dumpster be if it was just trash?
I think it's in the $200 range.
Okay, so they're still saving quite a lot of money by doing the recycling.
Oh yeah, it's still cheaper than trash. No question about that.
Okay, well then maybe $10 a yard.
Public, any thoughts about that? Yes, Dick.
How big are one of those totes or that they put the cardboard in? How big are those? How many?
Well, the smallest would be 2-yard up to 6-yard.
And are they picked up weekly?
It depends. They can do it weekly. They don't have to pick it up every week, do they, Hope? The cardboard? Or do they pick it up?
The cardboard will be done weekly.
So they would get billed. So they're currently billed on a weekly pickup.
So a 2-yard dumpster of trash is $219 a month. If they do the cardboard and we do $10 a yard, they would pay $103. So it's less than half.
Have you had any conversations with businesses? Mm-hmm. What businesses use the most, end up with the most cardboard waste? You know, like Ace, they do everything in totes. When you're there, you can see them. Does the grocery store use that, or do they recycle it through IGA?
We have the IGA uses a cardboard dumpster from Republic. We have a list of businesses, but we can't send them a letter about the cardboard till we know what we're going to charge them.
Well, I was just wondering if anybody had a conversation with them, any of the council members, just to ask them what their thoughts are.
I did have a conversation with Ace, just letting them know what is on the table as far as, you know, the trash prices are going up, but we are going to figure a cardboard recycling bin as well, and then you can save money by recycling. So they thought that was good. Let's start it out with 10 and let's see how it works out. We can always adjust that.
And it's still cheaper than garbage and it's still more convenient for them.
Yeah.
And that way, in a year, you can see what happens with cardboard. Maybe somebody will start recycling it somewhere. So, but I think to cover our cost and the administrative costs that both Hope and Monica especially have to deal with, they are Republic's complaint department.
Well, yeah, it is a convenience for them, and they should pay for it. And,
yeah.
But, and keep it cheaper than garbage.
Yeah, so that's half price, under half price.
So is the baler functional at the transfer site now?
No.
No.
Is that ever going to be functional?
That, they keep telling us, that's not the city's, that's Republic's machine.
What does Republic charge then when the cardboard, once it gets there and those bins that we fill with cardboard, what does Republic charge then?
We're not being charged right now.
So there is no
charge. But starting in November, we will be charged when they take cardboard to wherever they're going to take it now.
So when you, I have firsthand, I did cardboard recycling for about 10 years. And the big thing the mills always want is you have to have mill direct size bales so they won't do business with you. And baling is the big expense. They want compressed bales at the end user. And the way it always would work is cardboard is a commodity. So the price today isn't going to be the price tomorrow. It varies a lot. The nice thing about cardboard, it's just like grain in a granary. It'll last a lot longer than grain. You can keep it for years. You can stack it outside. It doesn't have to be dry. In fact, if you put it outside, you get a little better money for it because it's got some moisture in it. But it's a lot like grain silos, so you can choose when to sell it. So when I was involved with it, I think $60 a ton was the rock bottom price. And when I had enough bales to fill a semi and a puff, which was, I don't remember the number of bales, but the bales were about 1,000 pounds a piece. And the baler at the transfer site is the mill direct size. Those are the bales they would accept. So it's a commodity. It's going to go up and it's going to go down. But they don't have to sell until they hit their spot price. So I'm sure they're storing it. They're looking at the commodities market, making some judgments, and just selling it no different than a farmer would do with grain bale.
Yeah, but that's entirely out of the city's purview, so to speak.
Well, but there may come a time,
yeah,
unknown, when there is money in cardboard.
Right, but as of right now, they will start charging us, which they've never done, and they are charging now for the businesses. So we just have to figure out what we want to charge on top of Republic Street. And Len, you suggested 10?
Yes. Per yard.
Any other suggestions? Start with that. We have a motion?
Mr. Mayor,
go ahead, Len.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I would make a motion to tack on $10 per yard on the cardboard recycling rates.
Motion has been made to add $10 per yard for cardboard recycling through the businesses.
And I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Next up, third quarter pledged securities report. Everybody has that copy? Yes. Hope. Anybody have any questions about it? Yes, Dick.
While we're waiting for all this, I'd just like to add, when they put that baler in, I wired that thing up for them, and I'll bet they haven't done a bit of maintenance since then. So it's...
I wouldn't take that bet.
That's why it's not working right now, I'm sure. But anyway, that's...
They hit it with the forklift.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, they hit it with the forklift, so that's why...
Oh, okay. I will definitely do it. Anyway.
I tried putting the VW alternator on there, but that didn't help.
From your Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, yes. I would make a motion to approve the third quarter pledge securities report.
Motion has been made to approve the third quarter pledge securities report.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? They are accepted. Next, approved claims, payroll, overtime for the month of September.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of September.
Motion has been made to approve claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of September 2025.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is that an aye for Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Motion passed. Next up, public comment. Anything not on the agenda tonight? Yes.
Anita Dorr, what is the update on moving forward with the city doing their own garbage service with that grant that we got?
We didn't get a grant. We were applying for a loan.
A loan. Yeah, sorry. No worries.
We're kind of on hold at the moment. Still doing some research, but with City Hall and other things going on.
But that still is an option. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I noticed all the tin and the signs and the lights have been stripped off City Hall. Is the city still retaining that for recycling? Or all of the aluminum? Or did that just get trashed? There was exterior lighting and signage and
we've got the signs and the lights.
So what happened to the aluminum? Did
the steel? I don't know.
Coulter.
I mean, it's pretty good recycling. So did that go to the Circle T, or did that
put some stuff down at the yard. I know. I'm not quite sure what.
When they pulled it off, did they throw in a dumpster? Did they?
No. No, I think they set it aside for recycling.
And so the city might see some funds from that? Since it's technically theirs.
You can ask Coulter what he's done or what he's planning to do with that.
It's over $1,000 a ton.
Any other?
I have one from the Women's Club meeting.
Okay.
There's a TikTok trend going on, and we're talking about, and it's resulted in talking about maybe having some video surveillance at the park again to catch people who are peeing on the slides. So I wanted to bring that up.
Have we ever had cameras there?
No.
Yes, there was a camera. The other lady said that there was a camera, and some parent roofed it down and took it to City Hall.
That sounds plausible.
I said I would bring it up. So.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a nationwide trend going on. So, yeah.
God bless the internet.
Especially TikTok.
Yeah.
Especially TikTok. So,
is it something that we could do? I mean, is it legal? We could have. City can have.
We would have to.
Legal to do what?
To have a video camera, like surveillance.
At the city park.
Yeah.
Not to public urination.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Yeah.
City property.
Yeah. Okay.
But where, I mean, how many and where would you put them? I mean, that would be the thing.
I've got companies calling all the time and emails constantly about
surveillance
cameras and stuff. And I usually just ignore them, but I could look into it if you want me to.
It would be pretty difficult to put up enough cameras to catch every corner of that park.
Yeah. In a month, it'll be something else. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, yeah, I'm guessing.
It's going to be cold enough.
That's true. Self-limiting.
Cool.
All right, third final time. Any other public comment on anything that wasn't on the agenda tonight? Councilman Waller.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Motion has been made to adjourn the meeting.
We need a second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We need to adjourn. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
See you, Jeff.